Kırmızı çıkış olmaya gelmez. Yani yerden alanlar yok tabii. Question. Everybody knows where we are, right? We are in the center of the trouble. The trouble which is surrounding us. The citizens of Saha. The people who have a lot of comfort. Have everything, therefore, they become nasty, become arrogant. This is the irony. This is one of the things that we talk about, we think about momentarily, but we forget about it. One of the main things to understand. To change from what we are born to what we could be is to understand that this one is a judge and is a very bad judge because this is a selfish judge. Period. The judgment of my brain is always relevant to me. When I say something good, it means good to me. When I say something bad, it means bad to me. This is me, 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 me. This judge here is the problem. The attention of this is to have more. And more he has, more he wants. Less satisfied he is, and worse attitude it gets. The arrogance comes with having. No matter what. If it is money, if it is the position, or, I don't know, sexual attraction, or whatever. It serves the Pharaoh. Here we are looking for Moses, right? The conflict here is explained very openly. He brought in an example, a city. The nature is good, the fruits are everywhere, they are dropping, fortune is everywhere. And the people? The people, they have some knowledge. What is that knowledge? They do. It's not real wisdom. His knowledge is this, because all together, who are they? They are my environment, right? I'm living with the people around me. What do they do to me? They poison me, all of them. Why? Because first of all, logically, they are a simple animal. So, what is the best weapon of the animal? Do you remember? Life is a hunting game, and the best weapon is cheating, lying, treating the other one differently. That's what it is in nature, all over you, right? What is the exception? Exception comes when we come here. But it doesn't come when we come here naturally. Means whatever that jump was from the monkey to This, which is not that different, that didn't make it. We standing up didn't make it. What made it? Talking. Language. Because we think with the language. We talk to ourselves, that's how we think. Look at it. You talk to yourself, right? Okay, when there was no language, what could you do? Even your thinking was awful. Because you didn't have the tool for thinking. Okay. And a judgment arrived to be understood, which is not me and mine. Is social, is culture, and it remains in the history for the next generation to study it, think about it, and all that. What is that? Haha. Suddenly, something happens. Something is ready for us to understand that. When you talk about the opposite, you are not talking about enemies. You are talking about collaborators. Do you remember that? The best example was a coin. Do you remember the story of the coin? No. Maybe you haven't even heard it. Did I draw the coin here for you? Okay, you don't know it. Because I do this for some of my classes. I draw a coin and I ask you what it is. And all of you will say what it is. Because you look at it and you will say what it is. And you're all wrong. I turn it around. The other side is not what it was supposed to be. Suddenly it is a different coin. Haha. You always forget the other side of the coin is a part of the coin. I created a story about my childhood and I explained that they gave me a coin and said, go and understand what this is all about. Oh, I played with that coin and that coin had number 5 on it. This is 50 old nonsense stuff, which is half a real, even, right? It existed in my time, now it doesn't exist anymore. So one side was the Iranian sign, which is a lion with a sword and carrying a sun on the shoulder and all that historical stuff. In the other side was written 50 rial. And for me, like a child, that 5 is a heart. So I gave a lecture about the heart, I cleaned the coin, I did this and that and that. And I'm telling you all of this to remember the last part. One day, I went over there and said, I got it. Said, what is it? Said, this coin has 2 sides. And I can only see one side of it. I need a mirror to see it completely. I realized that I bring it in a mirror, then I see it. Because I see both faces. That cheating was cleverness. But it became my best lesson. They said, yes, remember, everything has 2 sides. Good and bad are 2 sides we create. Does they exist really? Is there real good and bad in the nature? That's the conflict for all intellectual people, because the answer is no, there is no good and bad. Do you remember the example I gave you? A lion got a baby, let's say, impala. Is it good or bad? If the documentary started with this lion with all the problems and troubles, now it has 2 babies and they are hungry, and for the 3rd day he couldn't hunt anything. Now he got it. You're happy. It's good. If you're talking about the impala that that even last year lost his baby. Even now, that it is bad? No, it is not that way. This good and bad is created by us. That was a step to pass it. To pass it to where? To understand khair means good for all. That good, not good for me. Do you remember book two? All was about getting out of me, becoming we. Understand your part in we is alive. Your part in me is this fellow, which is the dying animal, and it will die. The one that could remain here is my meaning, is out here in we. If there is no humanity, there is none, nothing. That's what all the talking here is all about. He explained something a little bit complicated. He answered the people who don't believe in what we are talking about, right? Do you remember? He talked a little bit about this and that and said, you know what, the problem is, you think you're knowledgeable. This is one of the problems. Because the illusion of knowing stuff is one of the major problems for a human being. Because that illusion will bring the arrogance again. How much do we know? In the time of Rumi, it was a little bit difficult. Now, it's much, much easier for all of us. How much do you know? You should say, almost nothing. Compared to what? How much we know. As human being, how much do we know? And how much do I know? Some of us, they know about genetic complications. Some of us, they know about the four galaxies. Do I know all of that? Do one person? No one person could know it all. We have these machines. And look at the power they have. Without them, we don't have that. All of these come together. We have changed. We are in a position of something which was not here. Something which was not created by God. Or nature, sorry. Nature didn't create something. We realized there is some, we created it, and it's a very strange stuff. But it's a source of a lot of happiness. Honesty. Where was honesty before human culture here? Every animal could try to cheat for its own benefit. That's what it is. Even being in herd, they help each other, but they are not honest with each other. We realize what the honesty is. So, Rumi here explained, he said, you know what, let me tell you. Yes, you think even you could make some of these stories. Isn't it? When we tell you we have a couple of stories, you go, okay, I'll write down the story. You forget that the Quran said, okay, try it. Try the first verse, then you would realize it doesn't work that way. Here you bring it in, you have a lot to talk about. Like the rabbit that said, I am the prophet of the moon, and moon told you, you elephant, don't do this. And you know what? All of those you're talking about, because there is something you don't even think about it. What is a good name? Could you tell me what is a good name? You talk about someone and say, oh, he has a very good name. Means all the people that know him, they will say, he's a very good fellow, he's an honest